Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. I'm Marcos Gazana. Today is Monday, February the 10th. It's very hot down here in Porto Alegre. Right now it's about 35 degrees Celsius and we're still having that terrible heat wave which started about 10 days ago. Well, as we're having the FIFA 2014 World Cup this year in Brazil, I wanted to talk a little bit about gringos' stereotypes and how Brazilians see themselves. Also, in the second part of the podcast, I intend to talk a little bit about adverbs of frequency and their position in sentences, and also questions with how often. So I found this interesting article one of these days, I guess it was on Facebook, maybe on Twitter, which says, the title is Gringo Stereotypes for Brazil, What Do We Really Think? And this was written, I found this on Real Life, which is at www.reallifebh.com. And it was written by Justin on May the 14th, 2012, actually. So, well, I'm going to read just the beginning of the article, and then I'm going to comment on this, yes. So it says, Brazilians are Indians that live either in the Amazon rainforest, which really belongs to the USA, or on the beaches of Rio and in either grass huts or favelas. The only thing they care about are carnival, samba, and football. The only things they care about. Their women are all dark-skinned, beautiful, sexy, easy to get in bed, with big butts, and walk around naked in public. Well, I like that part. Brazilians eat fruit directly from the trees, play soccer all day long on dirty fields, while listening to samba, drinking caipirinhas, and playing with their pet monkeys. So the article starts like that. Yeah, it goes on, but I'm not going to read the whole thing. So with a very negative stereotype, which basically is the stereotype Brazilians reported after answering a few questions. Yeah. And then it moves on and gives a very positive stereotype, which in a way it's also very exaggerated. And finally, it gives a more balanced view of how Brazilians see themselves. Yeah, so I just wanted to make some quick comments on that. It's weird, but we often use stereotypes when we think about different nationalities. So we think that the Italians are loud and funny, always like telling jokes. We think of Japanese people as being very reserved. We think of Americans as being happy and pushy. And we often think of Brazil in a very negative way. I mean, we Brazilians, I'm Brazilian, so we tend to look at Brazil in a very negative way, which sometimes I think it's quite wrong, because we just take that negative side of things and we forget about the positive things, the positive ones. In fact, we often do that when we travel. The first time we travel, we tend to think that everything abroad is wonderful and everything is better than back in your home country. But with time and experience, I believe that travelers end up realizing that, hey, wait a moment. Back home, we have a lot of wonderful things as well. There are things we don't see here that we see back home. So this is the right approach, I think, is to be able to reach a more balanced view of things. And that goes to everything in life, not only to stereotypes and to the impression we have or the way we judge other people, yes, but everything, you know, everything. Okay. So now tell me what you think. How do you think people from other nationalities see us Brazilians? Do you think they have a positive or negative view of ourselves? And if you're not Brazilian, if you're a foreigner, how do you see us Brazilians? So, adverbs of frequency. Well, adverbs of frequency are words which help us indicate how often we do our activities. They are very useful when we want to talk about our routine. So, some examples of adverbs of frequency are always, usually, often, sometimes, hardly ever, and never. So these words are particularly important, as I said, whenever we refer to our own routines. For example, I could say that I always wake up at 6 a.m. on weekdays. I usually have breakfast before I leave home. Also, I could say something like, I never go to the supermarket on Friday evenings because it's always very crowded, very busy. As you can see in my examples, there is a particular position for the adverbs of frequency. They normally come after the subject of the sentence. Some of these adverbs of frequency can come at the beginning of the sentence whenever we want to emphasize the frequency of that activity. For example, I could say, usually I wake up at 6 a.m., but sometimes I wake up a bit later. So there you go. There are your examples. So I'm going to talk a little bit about my routine so that you have a sample of someone's routine. So nowadays my routine is pretty much like this. I usually wake up at 6 a.m. I don't usually have breakfast at home because I prefer to wake up a little bit later and not have breakfast at home. In fact, that's not very healthy, but that's the way I cope with my everyday routine. Then I get dressed, of course, and go straight to work. And I get to my office at about 7, between 7 and a quarter past 7. And then I start teaching, and then I have classes all morning, and normally 3 or 4 classes in the morning. Then sometimes I have a quick break and I eat a sandwich or maybe if I have a longer break, I go to a restaurant to eat something. And then I get back to the office and I keep teaching up to, let's say, 7, between 7 and 8, sometimes 8:30 or even 9 p.m. And that's when I finish work and take a taxi to go home. When I get home, I usually have a shower first, and then normally I have dinner with my wife and my older son. I also have a baby who is 6 months old right now. And then we spend some family time together, we talk, we sometimes watch television, and that's it. I usually go to bed at about midnight, maybe a little later. Normally before 1 a.m. And that's it. It's a busy routine. It's a busy life. But that's my life right now. I still can find some time to record podcasts like this, podcast episodes. And that usually happens in the middle of my day whenever I have a break from my classes or whenever one of my students doesn't come to class. Yeah. So this is it. Thanks for listening. You're welcome to leave a message or a comment or suggestion. You can send an email to info@followenglish.com.br, or you can also go to this podcast's webpage, which is at pod.followenglish.com.br. I repeat, pod.followenglish.com.br. Don't forget that Follow English is spelt with double L and W. And you can also like us on Facebook or connect, follow us on Twitter, connect to us on different social media. Both our webpage, I mean the podcast's webpage, and the website, which is www.followenglish.com.br, have contact forms which you can use to reach me. Thank you very much again. Thank you very much for listening. And please subscribe. Yes, see you next time. Bye.